The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you I am a boat rocker.
Welcome to Sarah Brenner from Center of Priest. Get up on the line with us in about 8 minutes here. Stay tuned for that. I want to bring some information concerning Lois Lerner from the IRS, talking about bringing up contempt charges against her friends. This is good. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess, you know her as Stephanie Joy. Welcome to the show, Stephanie Joy.
Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Folks, welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can also check us out on our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Don't forget radio, friends. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or you can follow us on, again, Facebook, Bradley Dean, two different websites, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, one fan page and one personal page. You can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, again, double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We have been for the last 14 years, showing you our faith by our works, our love with our deeds. And as George Washington rightly said, deeds, not words. And who did he get that from? None other than Christ Jesus our Lord. 1 John 3:18. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And can you give us a little understanding to, or as to, why that may be the case, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that's the case is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We always say we want the mind of Christ, we want the heart of God. Let that be etched into your heart and your mind. You always want to imitate Christ and none other. Now, today I've got some very interesting fun facts about the human body. Now, of course, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, as the Bible tells us. But did you know some exciting things about your body? I'm going to let you know today. The human brain cell can hold 5 times as much information as the Encyclopedia Britannica.
I think it's more than that, but cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Did you know that the brain is actually much more active at night than during the day? Now, logically, you would think that, you know, all the moving around and complicated calculations and tasks and general interactions that we do on a daily basis would cause our working hours to take a lot more brain power than, you know, of course, lying in bed or something.
Yeah.
But it turns out that the opposite is actually true. When you turn off your brain, it turns on.
Yeah, but wait a second. Like, if I'm just sitting around doing a whole lot of nothing, right, my body's just kind of like at ease, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's maintaining.
Mm-hmm.
But if I get up and start doing exercise and I start running, let's say I run a mile, my body has to go back down to its normal pace
without
me getting it, you know, kicking it in gear.
It kind of makes me think of, you know, when you're sick and you're not feeling good, of course, sleep is the best thing for you. And why is that the case? Because your body repairs itself while you're sleeping. So really, you're not doing much, but your body is taking that time to be able to repair itself. So I think it's kind of the same thing with the brain. It says scientists don't yet know exactly why this is the case, but you can thank the hard work of your brain while you sleep for all those pleasant dreams. Of course, you want to have pleasant
dreams. I think they're just taking a guess. Again, science is what? The study of creation. So we're talking about God's creation
here.
Trying to figure out the mind of God.
All right, now this is interesting, too. 80% of the brain is water. Most of our being is actually made out of water.
How much time do these people have on their hands? I mean, this is incredible. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So,
wow.
So your brain isn't the firm gray mass you've seen before on TV. It's living brain tissue. It's a squishy pink and yellow-like organ that, thanks to the loads of blood and high water content of the tissue, so the next time you're feeling dehydrated, you know, get a drink to help your brain hydrate.
Wow, that's
okay. That's enough of the brain. Let's go to another portion of your body. How about your nails? Did you know that the fastest growing nail is on your middle finger?
No, I didn't know that.
Isn't that interesting?
Thank you.
And the nail on the middle finger of your your dominant hand.
Is this what you're doing during the day?
Oh, I got these fun facts. Okay, okay. Just a few minutes. it will grow actually the fastest of all your fingers. Now, why it's not entirely known why that's the case, nail growth is related to the length of the finger, with the longest fingers growing nails the fastest and the shortest the slowest.
Okay.
So your longest finger grows faster.
Huh.
This is interesting. All you blondies out there, now I have blonde hair. Now, sometimes people say blondes are kind of ditzy, which, of course, is completely not the case.
Did you want me to add on to that?
No, no, please, please, please remain silent on that one. But did you know that blondes actually have more hair? It's said that they're, you know, to have more fun, but they definitely have more hair. Hair color determines how dense the hair on your head is. Now, the average human has...
Is the bearded lady, is she blonde or is she brown hair?
I haven't really seen the bearded lady really recently, but...
Okay.
Now, the average human has 100,000 hair follicles. Okay, which is capable of producing 20 individual hairs during a person's lifetime. Blondes average 146,000 follicles, while people with black hair tend to have about 110, those with brown hair about 100,000. And the redheads have least dense hair with about 86,000 follicles. I do know this to be a fact.
Okay, I hope this gets more interesting, because if not, I want that 8 minutes of my life
back. Hold on, you might like this.
Okay.
For all you balding men out there, you must lose over 50% of your scalp hairs before it is apparent to anyone.
Those guys hate my guts because I'm not bald.
That's right, yeah. Exactly. So right. It's kind of interesting. And a few more things. Did you know that the human heart creates enough blood pressure to actually squirt blood 30 feet?
Well, that's kind of weird.
Well, it's interesting.
Who told you that? John Dillinger?
Who's John Dillinger?
You don't know who John Dillinger is.
I don't think
so. Remember the... infamous criminal.
Oh, yeah. I'm not too familiar with her.
Is that how they like measured his blood splat when he was shot down? Or?
I don't know. I hope someone didn't like, stand there with a ruler. That would be... Okay,
wow.
Two more. The acid in your stomach is strong enough to dissolve razor blades. That's how strong the acid is in your stomach.
Okay, now are these people actually like eating razor blades to find out if that's true?
That is a good point.
Yeah.
And finally, the human body is estimated to have 60,000 miles of blood vessels. We are definitely fearfully and wonderfully made.
Oh, no question
about
it.
All the DNA and everything that was
put together.
I don't
think we even have touched the tip of the iceberg considering what God has created within the human body.
Exactly.
It is absolutely incredible. I mean, if something goes wrong with your body, it heals itself. I mean, we talk about, it's just crazy. The eye, the human eye, what it's capable of,
mm-hmm.
the human brain. I don't believe that we even tap into the capabilities that God has bestowed upon us. And what can we do with what God has given us? I don't think we've even touched it.
You know, that's interesting you should say, because I remember watching a ministry show that one time, the famous scientists from out, I believe in China, they created a replica of a human being. Of course, this doll or animated object looked like a lady. It, apparently, if you saw it sitting there, you think, oh, that's a lady sitting there. But it had no brain function, no inner being function.
There's a lot of that going on today.
Exactly, yeah. Because obviously you cannot create another human being. Only the Creator himself, God himself, breathes us into existence and into being.
Yeah, now it's interesting, too, because we talk about the human anatomy, but it's also interesting that God said, without the spirit, the body is dead.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is the spirit that brings forth the life in everything that we do
as
human beings on this earth. So a lot of that comes through. Just think about this. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit is the great remembrancer. So where is the mind of Christ then? It's within the spirit.
Exactly.
In our bodies.
Right.
So you get the point. Folks, we're going to come back with Sarah Brenner, a friend from Brenner Brief. She actually does one of our columns, and it's going to be the first time we have her on the radio, and she sounds like she's going to be a kick in the pants.
Fun.
What I want to talk about after that is I want to get to Lois Lerner. They're bringing forth contempt charges, and of course the Department of Injustice is doing everything in its power to block justice, friends. America, this is good. It's time for you to stand up. Let's push. Let's.
Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. a code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Radio. For the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue by the support of people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Stephanie. 1-866-233-0747. In just a little bit here, we're going to talk about Lois Lerner. It sounds like Superman's
Lois Lane.
Yeah, I mean, it's like kind of funky like
double
that, right?
L.
Yeah, we're going to talk about contempt charges that are being brought forth against her, and we see that Department of Injustice, friends, no pun intended, is actually trying to block any investigation into what's going on with Lois Lerner and the IRS. They say that they have their own investigation going on, but that's like the fox in the chicken coop, you know, telling on himself. That's just not going to happen. But up until that point, folks, we got our friend of ours from Brenner Brief, Sarah Brenner, with us today. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you?
Hi, Bradley. Thanks so much for having me. Glad to be here.
Oh, we're glad you're here.
Hi, Sarah.
You know, it's interesting.
Hello.
Right during the first segment here, Sarah, Stephanie was actually bringing forth these little tidbits. I like them. Fast facts. And she told me during the break that a sneeze is actually at the...
100 miles per hour. Sneezes regularly exceed 100 miles per hour. Can you believe that?
Isn't that interesting?
Sarah likes
it. See, but she's laughing about it. See, that's how I'm taking it, too. It's just like, wait a second, you're serious.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, women's heart actually beats twice as fast as a man's heart.
Okay.
They blink twice as many
times. What did you say about the lungs during the break?
Oh, boy, let me go back.
You said the left lung was
smaller. Oh, yeah, the left lung is actually smaller than your right lung to make room for your heart. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is.
How we were fearfully and wonderfully made.
I've heard that one before. Yeah, well, no, the reason I was laughing is because when I was thinking of the sneeze, I thought, gosh, we need to figure out a way to channel that speed and that momentum and just start sneezing and everyone we want out of Congress.
I like that thinking, Sarah. That's a good way to do it.
Amen. So, hey, I noticed one thing, Sarah. We do pretty well over on Brenner Brief. You take our columns, and I noticed that we pretty much knock it out of the park, and I'm just kind of curious. It's really, from my perspective, it's really bizarre where you do well and where you don't do so hot. And I noticed that every time with Brenner Brief, we always do well over there. What consists of your readership over there?
Well, Brenner Brief News is a conglomeration of, we have several dozen, almost 60 writers, and they're everything on the right side of the sphere. So we have people who are conservatives, people who are Republicans, people who are Christians, people who are just in any kind of liberty-loving end of things. And so I think, obviously, that's the readership that we attract, other than the Daily Cause trolls and other people who come by. But, we really get a lot of people reading that site who want more information about what they can do to help the cause of liberty.
Amen.
So I think that's a perfect connection for you with those stories and those people who are reading your columns. And I read them, too, and share them. I think they're wonderful.
And I noticed that, and I appreciate that. You know, what makes your site any different than anybody else's?
Well, I mean, when you look at the right side of things from a political standpoint, most of the right of center sites are kind of one of two things. They're either a place where a lot of people come and write commentaries, or they're a place where, you know, they're all based in D.C. and they're a full-blown news agency. We've taken a lot of what I call just the citizen journalists who are outstanding at what they do and put them all on to a site where we're reporting news, we are breaking stories, we're doing investigative journalism. Somebody the other day said we're kind of like the Huffington Post in the conservative world, and I think that is a compliment.
Amen.
I think that's kind of what we're trying to build it out to be, and that's much different than all the rest of what's out there at the moment.
Sarah, you did know that the Huffington Post actually has their own Bradley Dean page, did you not?
I did not know that.
You learn something new every day. Now, Sarah, it wasn't too long ago, and we're going to get over to your last column here in just a second, but I want to share with our listeners kind of the stuff that we deal with here in the Sons of Liberty. You had emailed me not too long ago, and you told us one of your writers actually said that if you don't opt Bradley Dean out of one of your columnists, then I'm out of here. Can you share?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it just pretty much what you said. We had a writer who sent in a note to me and said, you know, I don't feel comfortable being on a site where Bradley Dean is as well. And if you want me to keep writing, then I don't want to have Bradley Dean on there. And I thought about it before I wrote him back, and I thought, well, my goodness. I mean, if there is, you know, that much contempt in his heart for your message, then I think there certainly is much more of a problem there than just his not liking what he's reading. So, you know, we told him thank you and said that he was welcome to find another outlet. And
that's great.
I love it. I love it. And that's what really caught me about what you emailed me over, Sarah. That was great when you said we gladly accepted his resignation. So that was great. So I'm looking at Brenner Brief right now, and we got the real war on women. What exactly are you saying in your last column here?
Well, you know, this one, too, has kind of caught the ire, I've noticed, of several people on social media. The full title of it is The Real War on Women, Sugar Daddy Democrats and the Women in Their Lives. And what the point here really is that when you look at progressives and you look at people who are against liberty and you look at just in general people on the left, men and women, unfortunately, but especially looking at men here, the men on the left side talk all day long. You can look at Obama and all the senators. They talk all day long about how women aren't paid equally.
Mm-hmm.
But yet we now know how they treat the women in their lives. When you look at the White House, they're not paid equally. When you look at the U.S. Senate offices,
that's
both
right,
of men and women who are Democrats, those women in some cases are paid up to $23,000 less than the men.
Wow.
So it's just showing the differences and the disparity and the hypocrisy in what the left is saying. And they act like they're sugar daddies and they're going to give women all that they want. But then when it comes to the women in their own lives, they're really keeping them under their thumb.
You know, there's
I think they're infamous, though, for straining at the gnat and swallowing the big, big camel. And they do this without any shamefacedness.
Well, there's a lot of that going on, a lot of that hypocrisy where they say one thing, but they're doing the exact opposite. That's why Jesus said in the Bible, you know a man by his fruits. So if they're saying they want, you know, women, you know, to have equality in the war on women, well, look in your own backyard and correct yourself first before you go and point the finger elsewhere. I mean, in fact, Sarah, a lot of the events that we do are doing an event tonight. We're going to be out in Wisconsin, who's head up by a woman. And a lot of the events that we do across the nation are led up by women who are sick and tired of what's going on in their country, and they want to see resolve, and they want to see answers. And like you said, they want the truth straightforward as it is, and that's what they're getting here at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley when he comes to speak. And so I think you'll find that a lot of people who are really fighting for this nation right now, in fact, and indeed, are women.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And I think part of it is that, you know, not to say anything about men, of course, but frequently, you know, if there's a situation where one person can stay at home, it oftentimes is the woman. And that usually, too, is the person who tends to be kind of closest connected with the children, and they're seeing what's going on in the schools, and they're more involved in seeing what's happening on the ground to this generation. You know, a lot of them are motivated.
I want to read one of your quotes out of your last column. You said, Obama never ran a lemonade stand, but he certainly believes he knows more than private business owners do. He said, from strangling regulations to high taxes to job-killing legislation, this president's narcissism is so lofty that he believes he can have his thumb on the women in his own office while publicly telling women that we as a gender are being hurt by society and must rely on him for the solution. Coming from Sarah Brenner, what say you? Or did you say it?
No. I mean, I like what was said right there. Whoever
said
that was very smart. no, I mean, I think when we look at the president and we look at all of these Democrats, you know, they frequently don't have that experience. Especially when you look at someone like the president, who he hasn't run a lemonade stand, and that's why everything from Obamacare to all these other regulations are just falling apart at the seams, because he has no comprehension of how businesses work and how things run and how they're supposed to operate. And so instead, he comes up with all these lofty ideas that sound fantastic, and he is so narcissistic that he thinks they're all just going to work because he's the one saying them. When at the end of the day, what they're actually doing is they're actually hurting women and keeping women under the thumb of him, of men in general, of the progressives, of the sugar daddy government, when if women would just look toward liberty, that will give them the opportunity to succeed. That is what we need.
I got a question for you. What say you of Valerie Jarrett? Isn't that interesting? Because we're talking about how he's ruling the roost, talking about how women should be ruled and what they should be doing, how they should be doing it, so on and so forth. But it is said, and it's kind of common knowledge amongst the columnists out there, that Valerie Jarrett, or Jarrett, is actually the one that is ruling the roost. What's your take on that?
Well, the other thing that I do mention in this column, too, is that I think oftentimes women in the corporate world especially are more, they're harder on other women. And it's kind of this competitive nature, I think, that women have, where we're not always that nice to other ladies. And I think most women who have close girlfriends would say that. We often talk about how women are different with girlfriends. And so I do think, looking at Valerie Jarrett, the way that she behaves and handles things, I wouldn't be surprised if she isn't that way as well, where she doesn't really care about the success of women because she doesn't understand liberty. What she understands is getting her agenda to move forward. And
that's
if that
right.
means hurting other people in her gender in the process, she's fine and dandy doing it.
That's exactly right. Folks, we're talking to Sarah Brenner from Brenner Brief. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We have Bradley and Stephanie. Phone lines are accessible. 1-866-233-0747. Talking with Sarah Brenner from Brenner Brief. Now, during the break, Sarah, I was actually asking you the question as to what you wanted to bring to the table here. And I thought it was interesting that you would bring up the points, how to deal with the state-run media. Yeah. I'm curious. You got me curious.
Yeah, well, I think it's something that, you know, there are many of us out there who actually are paying attention. And for those who need to find a different outlet and also a way just to fight back against the lies, I've been in office, my husband's currently in office, and I think there are probably more stories out there that tell mistruths about both of us than there are stories that tell the truth. And so it's something where I've really had to learn how to fight back. And I'll tell you, I just really encourage everybody who is listening, if you're in a market, which if you live in the United States, pretty much you are in a media market where something is happening that's tilting everything toward the progressive side of things. And if you are, get familiar, first of all, with social media. I know it sounds silly. There are a lot of people who are, even in their 20s, who aren't on it. It's kind of become passé in some age ranges. You've got to get on it, and you have to start combating those lies with truth. Don't just get on and say, oh, you're stupid, or, you know, call people names, or go at it from kind of an infantile sort of an approach. You've got to get on and start talking truth. Make a list of 2 or 3 topics that you're really going to become an expert on, and every time you see something about that, combat it with truth, politely but firmly. Combat it with truth, because a lot of times people just don't know. If all that they're doing is watching the mainstream media and they don't understand, when you give them that other side of things, frequently I will engage in great conversation with folks who are progressives, and they just don't know the truth. And when you send that to them, you start that concept, you start that conversation, and it doesn't mean that the next day they're going to be voting with you, but it means that you start to poke holes in what they believe and to help. So that's really where, you know, if you don't want to be a writer, of course, those are other ways. You can come to Brenner Brief News. You can go to all of Bradley Dean's sites and look at ways to get some feedback and information there. But if you really just want to be a citizen who can help, that's what you've got to do. You have to kind of take it on your own shoulders and start combating the lies with some truth and do it in a genuine way. And it does work. It's worked for me. It's worked for my husband. It's worked for a lot of people.
When you begin to pay attention to what's going on to the state-run media, we need to keep in mind that the state-run media only has a 21% approval rating in the first place. And so when you're talking about the lies that are being promulgated, I mean, I can go over to Amber Lyon right now, who had said she was a award-winning journalist for CNN. She said that she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration, construct stories in specific manners while working for the left-wing network. And then we begin to look at the history of who the state-run media is. Here, I got some quotes for you. Herman Dismore, foreign editor of the New York Times, said the New York Times is on purpose pitched to the liberal point of view. Walter Cronkite said news reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. Richard Salent, CBS News, former president, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. I mean, this is pure arrogance. And then when you look at the seat of the, you know, the seat of their heart, for example, you can begin to look at what they believe. And then to actually believe what they're reporting, you have to be completely out of your mind. 47% of those that report to state-run media, believe there's nothing wrong with adultery. 76% see nothing wrong with homosexuality. 90% are for aborting babies. And 86% of those that report the news seldom or never attend church. So that's where you're deriving all of your information from. And that's what's good about having these columns, by the way, too, because that's exactly what we're doing, is we are combating the lies with the truth. And just like you said, sir, that's exactly what the people need to do, is get engaged to combat the lies that are being inundated, that they're being inundated with on a 24/7 basis.
Yeah, and we definitely need more people who are right of center, who are willing to be investigative journalists and report some of these stories that, like you just said, the media doesn't want us to hear. You know, there are all kinds of stories, like that one that we've just heard about in the last couple of days, about how the EPA is using humans in these trials and having them breathe in diesel exhaust and all these other things. I mean, that's sort of the end result of not appreciating life to the point that we've had 50 million babies killed since Roe v. Wade. When you don't appreciate life to the point that you are pro-abortion even after birth, which of course is murder, you know, when you're to the point where that's okay with you, then you really don't think that the EPA using humans to determine things and to use them in trials without their knowledge is a problem, because you don't appreciate life. And that's where a lot of our journalists are, unfortunately, today. And so people are not getting the truth. And it's very important that all of us who care spend a little bit of time every day to focus on this. And if we all did it, we could really make a difference.
Gotcha. One more point I want to make before we jump to the next segment here is you also brought up the point that the moderates are trying to put the squeeze on the Tea Party. Explain.
Yeah, John Boehner said a couple of months ago that that was going to be part of the objective, really, even going into the primaries. And I've seen it here locally, and I've heard about it in other districts and in other counties and other states, where these Republicans are coming in and really trying to do all that they can to make sure that the conservatives are not part of central committees, not winning various races. And we cannot let that happen. Unfortunately, the conservatives frequently don't donate, but I just encourage everybody, you know, if you are a conservative and you want to participate in that process and you're doing it through the GOP, you've got to be out there to support those conservative candidates. It's not enough anymore to just show up and vote. If you can't donate, that's fine. Call their office and take 100 pieces of lead and knock on 100 doors. We've got to get involved and stop this, because there are some people in the GOP who really want an open and big tent, but there are others who do not. And it's our party. It's not It doesn't belong to them. It's our party.
Right.
We are the base.
I think it's very.
We've got to make sure we stay in there.
I think it's very telling as well as to who the establishment is threatened by. For them to demonize and polarize the Tea Party continuously, I think it's very telling as to what they're threatened by. And I think the American people need to wake up and realize, wait a second, that is our effective front, and that's where we need to stay. And we need to put our hand to the plow and not look back, like Jesus said. And we need to eternally fight for liberty because somebody fought to give it to us. We should be doing the same thing for our posterity. And I also thought it was important when you were talking about the Tea Party and the moderates. I just think that's what's happening is the moderates are totally being exposed from those that know the difference. When we look at the Pelosi's, the Reid's, the Barack Hussein Obama's, you can see that they don't know the Constitution. I mean, Sarah, for the most part, they're still calling us a democracy. When you read Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States, we are clearly a Republican, we're a constitutional republic. And these people that are legislating, they're legislating policy, not law. And if you're an attorney, friends, you need to understand that law does not follow policy. Policy follows law. We need to get this right. So in saying all that to say this, I think it is second to none. I think the information that we're talking about, I love, by the way, when we talk about the state-run media, I love talking that vein because more than not, and another point I want to interject to this little rabbit trail that I'm on right now, is when you go online, Sarah, just piggybacking as to what you just said, when you go online, and you check out somebody that is actually standing for something in this country, you can see the communists, the leftists, the atheists, the homosexuals, the radicals, the Saul Alinsky's disciples. They're busy. They're busy out there demonizing, polarizing anybody that stands up for who we are, one nation
they
under
do it
God.
They do it to me all the time.
That's
they
right.
They do it to me all the time. It's horrible. I mean, I can pinpoint where, you know, I've got a group of these militant gay people, unfortunately, who are after me in the Daily Cause and Talking Points Memo and HuffPo. And I mean, there's a list of people who troll me constantly. And that does happen. And it's, you know, it's because they're scared. They're afraid of the truth because we speak truth and they can't deal with that because it's so against their control agenda.
That's right. Question, how many times have they been right in which they have wrote about you? How many times have they been right? Isn't that incredible? And you got people out there that actually believe the lies that are being promulgated. And I cannot believe that. And guess who believes it, Sarah? Those that should know better.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I found over and over.
Yeah, I think it's so true. You know, in fact, when we're checking out
I'm not trying to get you to say something that's not true, sir, but from experience, that is exactly what we have found. Those that should be engaged in the fight are not engaged, and because you are engaged, it reminds me of Joshua and Caleb coming back with the fruit and saying, hey, look, the Lord said we can do this. We're well able to overcome and take the land. And what did the children of Israel do to them? They said, let's stone them.
And I think a lot of it's because there are a lot of people out there who kind of are, you know, they're not wanting to get involved in the fray like you are and like I am. They're just wanting to run their lives and live their lives. And so when they see that there's some controversy, rather than do a little bit of research and go one or two links further to find the truth, they read that first story, they just stop and they believe it because they don't want to get into the middle of it. And that's why we're losing this country, because people just stick their head in the sand.
That's right.
And there are too many people doing that.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, Sarah. In fact, I was going to say, when we look at people and try to find who is really the real deal out there, when you go online, you do find a lot of persecution and opposition for righteousness' sake. That, in our minds over here at the Sons of Liberty, says, wow, that person must really be doing something for the Lord, must really be fighting the good fight of faith for a good cause. In fact, the Bible talks
about... That's how we'll gauge them.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, if we don't see those, as a matter of fact, those that we pull up on the radio or, you know, that we have around our circle of influence, so on and so forth on a national level, if they don't have some, you know, scars to show us, I don't want to have anything to do with them for the most part, because they're not going to understand who we are or where we're at and how we're to win our country. You see too many crossless people out there talking about the cross. They want to dance around it, and they want the crown, but they don't want to bear the cross, and we just don't have any time for that.
And of course, it only makes sense, you know, in a real life war situation, the enemy concentrates on the place that's giving them the most opposition, the most struggle. So what is the enemy going to do in a war situation? He's going to fight off and combat that one that's resisting him. And so when you see people who are doing what they're supposed to be doing, doers the word, not hearers only, fighting the good fight as Christians and patriots, when you see the opposition coming from the communists, the liberals, all that kind of stuff, you can say, wow, they're fighting the good fight of faith. We want to get behind those people rather than say something must be wrong.
We got Sarah Brenner from Brenner Brief. How do people get a hold of you, my friend?
BrennerBrief.com, or you can go to SarahMarieBrenner.com, and my show is live weekdays, 8 p.m. Eastern.
We appreciate you very much.
Folks, thank you, Sarah.
Yep, thank you very much. You got Bradley and Stephanie. Again, we just had Sarah Brenner. Check her out on Brenner Brief, my friends. A great outlet. We're a part of that as well. Was she throwing accolades at us?
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Good people need help. The home.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Stephanie.
Sarah's a delightful lady, isn't she?
She reminds me of somebody that I would say she's my sister. When
she's
I talked to her on the way before the radio show here today, I called her kiddo. You know, I mean, that's something you'd say to your sister.
I know, you say
she
that.
She just really got this sister vibe to me. So, you know, that's exactly how I talked to her. I think she's great. I think she's willing to do it.
She's well-spoken.
She is very well-spoken. Mm-hmm. And she stands up where, I'm sorry to say it, where men won't.
Yeah.
And we see this all across the country. Folks, we were going to talk about Lois Lerner and the contempt charges. I was going to play some audio for you. But for the sake of the last 45 minutes, we'll hold over till tomorrow before I bring it up because it's great stuff. You need to hear it.
Yeah. So
it's crazy stuff. And I did not mean to rush through the stats concerning the media. Robert Lichter, just to give you a little stat here and a premise to base our findings off of here, Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman are actually the ones that brought forth this information. They were two media scholars. I actually believe that we talked to one of them who interviewed 240 news anchors, editors, and news writers. And what they found was 47% of those that actually report the news through, you know, news anchors, reporters, and the such to the state-run media, 47% of them believe that there's nothing wrong with adultery. 76% of those that promulgate the news and write and sit in the chair of an anchor for the state-run media, see nothing wrong with homosexuality. 90% of those that report the news are for aborting babies, and 86% of those that report the news never attend church, and rightfully so. But you know what? They have the same Bible we do. If they see something wrong with us, they say, what a bunch of hypocrites. Well, then you have the light to right the wrongs. And then I brought forth the information that Richard Salent, former CBS president, said our job is to give people not what they want, but what they what we decide that they ought to have. That's pretty arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
And this is your news sources, friends. News reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. That was Walter Cronkite.
You know,
Herman Dismore said from New York Times, the New York Times is on purpose pitched to the liberal point of view. And my favorite, Richard Cohen, he's still spouting his mouth off from CBS Political News. He said, we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with the issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. Friends, not the facts, what we say,
you know,
the facts are.
It's interesting, too, and as Sarah pointed out, most people, they want to go on with their lives. They don't want to get involved too deep in everything. And most people, just, you know, the average American who flips on the news at nighttime is not getting the true story. And unless you dig deeper to find out what's really behind the news, the real news behind the news, you're going to not know what's going on. And that's why it's so important to be self-informed yourself, not just, well, you know, I heard this from somewhere, so I got to believe it's the gospel truth. No, you need to find out the facts for yourself. We need to be, as our founding forefathers told us, be an educated citizenry. Not just, oh, yeah, you know, I watched the news and I heard this on the internet and I read this on Facebook. I mean, how many times when you look at people that we look up to in America today and we hail them as heroes, such as, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you look at, you know, the Kennedys, so on and so forth, how many bad things during their time were written about them, how many things that they endure, and now here years later we praise them because they were the ones that actually stood up. If you look at the freedom riders, people who went against society to do the right thing, who were hailed as, you know, being rebellious and troublemakers back in their day, now we look around and say, hey, these guys were true American heroes because we see the fruit of what they did. They were actually doing the right thing at that point. So I think a lot of times you have to step back and say, even though I might hear some not so good things, maybe I'm hearing not so good things because it's the communist, you know, leftists, abortionists, homosexuals, people who are against, you know, the freedom that we have and the Judeo-Christian values as a Christian nation in our country. If they're slinging things at a true patriot and a Christian, you might say, hey, maybe that person's doing the right thing. Maybe they got it going on.
You can almost rest assured if the state-run media is demonizing or polarizing anybody, it's because they're doing something for the people, and they're doing it according to the laws of our Constitution.
It's common sense. And as I mentioned before, if you're in a real-life war, what do? You don't focus when you have an enemy on the portion that's not doing anything. If no one's advancing, your enemy, if they're not coming forward, you're not going to waste your time on the left if no one's doing anything on the left. Well, if you turn to the right and you've got a whole regiment coming after you and they're aggressive and they're going forward, of course you're going to attack the area that's doing something. Yeah. So make sure that you understand the people that are doing are going to get the most flack.
The hottest points of attack are under the drop zone.
That's exactly right, and on the front lines. Yeah. And, of course, you're going to have the most activity, the most bloodshed, the most grueling fight
if you want to make enemies, friends, just stand up for the truth.
Just tell the truth.
It's that simple.
Very simple.
It really is.
You know, speaking of that, I wanted to mention this, and we got this nice response. I know Bradley's talking about the articles that he writes on all these different outlets, so on and so forth. The Brenner Brief. Another one that he writes for is also News with Views. And we had this great response from a David McElroy. He's from Alamogordo, New Mexico. He said, just wanted to say your article in News with Views titled Fools for Their Pain was appreciated. You are right in seeing the communist influences dominating America as surely as in Russia or China. He goes on to say more, and then he ends it with, as a man committed to Jesus Christ and his rule, I stand with you, Bradley Dean, for truth, justice, and liberty in Christ's love. So there are those people out there that want to know the truth. That's why these columns that you write for are so outstanding, because people are getting the true story when you go to WND and you go to the Brenner Brief and you go to News with Views and all these different outlets. You can find out what's really going on. And for those of you that say, listen, I want to support you guys as you're doing what you're doing, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. In fact, we are leaving right after the radio show today to go do an event out in Wisconsin, so we'll tell you more about that tomorrow. But as we say, we are turning talk radio into do radio. It's not enough to talk about the problems. People are sick of talk. They want to see results, and they want to see action and answers. And so that's what we're bringing forth. So those of you that say, listen, I might not be able to be on the front lines like you're talking about, like the drop zone right in the enemy's camp, but I do want to support you by giving financially, by giving of my time. You can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the donate button, or become a son or daughter of liberty. That's where you donate a certain amount that you feel comfortable with on a monthly basis, and that's the foundation to catapult us to get to those front lines and do what we do. Or you can call 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747.
Wow. That sounded like an infomercial.
Can you believe that just all came out of your head? I got no script over here, guys.
You know what I've noticed?
Yes.
It seems like, call me crazy, but people love to be entertained to death.
Yes.
And they love what's going on in their country to the point where they just love their country so much that they're willing to stand back and watch a handful of people actually destroy their country. But they'd rather talk about and capitulate in the face of that small number rather than to stand up and have their voices heard. I do not understand it. I know I've been talking about this over the last couple of days, but I don't.
It's the Wizard of Oz, going back to that again. Everyone was so scared of that Wizard of Oz.
But I don't think it's just fear. I know that the enemy of your soul operates through fear, and he would have you operate through reason. Friends, reason is the enemy to real faith. But you got to keep in mind, to the Christians, it's the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. That's what overcomes the world. And it's also our Heavenly Father's good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom. And when I look at what God has done through his children in the past and in the present from those that are willing to be yielded over to his service, I don't understand where the defeat is.
Right.
We have to bear the cross, but through the sure mercies of David, the promises are ordered aright and sure.
Yeah.
There's just no excuse.
The Lord is
here 238 years later because of a group of men that were ordained of God to establish a constitutional republic in which we still have today. 238 years later, friends, we're still here.
Yeah. And
we have the freedom to do the right things. So let's come together and do just
and
that.
And keep in mind, the minority can go either way. You know, it was a minority of our founding forefathers who actually fought to give us this country. They were irate. They were tireless. And they won the victory. And in fact, the Lord used small numbers in many cases in the Bible that overcame. But we have to understand, the Lord says clearly, if God be for you, who can be against you? He promises to give us the victory to those that wholeheartedly follow the Lord and they go forward taking the land that God already gave to them. But we also can't look at the small minority dissenters or the enemy and say,
well, dissent is not a bad word.
Yeah,
because they just mean,
let me rephrase,
there's a difference between dissenters and those that revolt or anarchists for the wrong reason.
That's
not
right.
The right reason.
Those that are against the Constitution.
Revolt can be a positive too, sorry.
Yeah, well, how about that? It's those that are against the Constitution, the foundations of our country. We can't just look at them and say, oh, it's just so small. Listen, we have to be as irate.
What's small?
You know, the people who are trying to destroy our country.
Yes.
We can't just look and say, oh, it's just so small numbers. Listen, they can be dangerous if they're not dealt with. That's why we have to deal with them lawfully.
It's small holes that will shink. They'll shink the ships, I'll tell you.
Sink them, that's
they'll
right.
Sink them, they'll shink them,
right.
They'll sink them.
But we have the power to do the right thing right now lawfully. It's a matter of us banding together and saying, no, the line is in the sand. This shall not pass. We are standing on those God-given principles in our constitutional republic.
I'd like to interject this too, folks. Read Leviticus 26, the whole chapter. Because it shows you exactly where we're at today. I know I bring forth the scriptures, Leviticus 26, the book, Leviticus chapter 26, and the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28. But it really is where we're at, and it really shows you a timeline in stages of the judgments that are taking place in this country. Through the siege, God calls it, and the siege is a slow takeover. Now, we don't have to talk about what the enemy's doing all the time, friends, if the righteous would stand up and actually deal with the enemies to our constitutional republic. Public with them. That's how we win our country back, as we stand up and fight. And again, what's the price of liberty, friends? Eternal vigilance. Yeah, Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Thank you to Senator Sarah Brenner from Brenner's Brief today. Again, we'll talk to you in 23 hours. First John 3:18. Love you by what we do, not what we say. See you.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.